Jaspreet Boparai and Don Nicholson with Greenwashed on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Welcome back. You're with Greenwashed and we're towards the fag end of a show. But as Don promised earlier in the show, we're going to leave you with a bit of a taster of the whole network and the nexus and how these globalist organizations and the agendas that we are seeing out today play out in real life, how they have evolved over time and how we've actually gotten to this. Because I think many of us have a tendency to just ignore something, as Don would put it, something naff or something silly that comes up in front of us and say, oh, another bureaucratic dumb scheme, that's not going to come to anything. But perhaps it's time we stopped doing that and actually started seeing what is the genesis of all this stuff? Why are some people so hell-bent on doing stuff that we know from the start, even a layperson would know, have perverse outcomes, such as the net zero, that the push for net zero that Dawn and I discussed in the climate crazy today. And the exhibit number one in this one would be the UN Summit of the Future. That is coming up in New York on the 22nd and 23rd of next month, September 2024. And this particular Summit of the Future, they say its overarching purpose is to reaffirm the UN Charter, reinvigorate multilateralism, agree on solutions to new challenges, restore trust, blah, 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 blah. But this was preceded last year, I believe, by a report which can be found, a reference to which can be found on the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade, MFAT's website, called A Breakthrough for People and Planet. And I can't say it was just building up there. It's been building up all this time. But this particular summit, Don, the way I see it, is it is going to put the SDGs on steroids, the SDGs that are currently in danger of facing a reality check. And we have power crisis. We have, in our country, we have Air New Zealand dropping the 2030 commitments and so on. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. It's just cementing in the next phase of the rollout of the agenda that, you know, many of our New Zealand politicians don't exist. In fact, probably all of them. No, there's nothing to see here. While this stuff's going to be set in stone in the United Nations sense, it will filter down. It's already had documents written about a year ago leading up to it. So now this is actually adopting probably the documents. And of course, as you said, Jaspreet, they've got six more shifts they talk about. One is rebuilding trust and multilateralism. Shift two, planet and people. Shift three, global finance. Shift four, digital and data governance. Shift five, peace and prevention. And six is anticipatory action. And they all just sound rather boring, don't they? Well, they sound rather boring to me. But there's people in the world, as we talked about earlier, there's dozens, hundreds of thousands of these followers now, these people that are donkey deep in this stuff. They can't back out. They've got their whole livelihoods being paid for out of this stuff, writing papers and slowly strangling the country, the sovereign rights of a country like New Zealand. And yet we've got politicians who just don't want to see it. Too hard.
We can see it on MFAT's page, but everyone is going to go till they're blue in the face, denying that anything like this exists.
Yeah, so, and it's right down in your local. You've got these people right amongst you right now.
Anyone who believes in decarbonization being realistic, I think, is donkey deep in this. So if you are going to be looking at this stuff and watch this YouTube clip that we're going to play in a while, I would urge you to Google the report that came before this that the UN did, called A Breakthrough for People and Planet. And it goes by the byline, Effective and Inclusive Governance for Today and the Future. And it was, what do I say? It was authored by this group called the H-Lab, High Level Advisory Board on Effective Multilateralism, that was established by Antonio Guterres a couple of years ago in 2021. And they have been working on this. And among all the annexures in this 80-odd page report, there is a decarbonization package. They're talking of the world having one single carbon pricing. They're talking of all the banks coming together and pushing this decarbonization agenda. They're talking of a single source, a single digital archive of indigenous knowledge. And I can see how some people would find that very attractive. But I don't know what it is about people, Don. They're very happy to be put into these boxes, made clones, everyone, one for all for one. Whereas that brings, you know, that smells a bit like communism to me. Socialism.
It's like little ants running around an anthill. It's not great. I mean, I don't want to be part of this regime. Sadly, we are all being influenced by it right now. And it's time we all stood up and said, actually, we want New Zealand for New Zealanders. We've got a border. We want it maintained. And we do not want these influences. We want to do the right thing by the resources we have. We want to be able to trade with the world. We want to have a healthy and successful society. This whole system, by the way, is called technocracy. And we've talked about techno-feudalism before. And if you want to go down this track and continue down this track, that's where you'll be, unless you're in the global elites, like our former prime minister. She's found her way into that club. And there's plenty others have found their way into this lovely club. They'll be inside the fortress while you and I'll be on the street outside begging for our future.
And our children's future, because that's what they want us, isn't it? To care about the future generation. But what about the ones that are here today on planet Earth, here and now? But the UN, I would reiterate, has been very, very busy. From the World Health Organization that has just asked monkeypox vaccine manufacturers to submit their dossiers for emergency use authorization, to this conference, the UN Summit of the Future, happening in September, to COP16, which is the United Nations Biodiversity Conference that's happening in October in Colombia, to COP29, which is another COP, which is the climate change COP, which is happening in Azerbaijan in, November? So, you know, that's September, October, November, three big UN conferences. Keep a watch on who attends from this country, and when they deny it, sock it to them.
It's just a conveyor. I wish the conveyor had a cliff nearby. That's what I wish for, because it's the only way to get rid of this nonsense. But hey, we're going to play very soon a short clip. It's of 34 minutes, really, but it's actually called The Climate Emergency Illusionists and the Pact for the Future by Jacob Nordengaard. And it was given at a Clintel forum in the Netherlands on the 18th of June. Now, Clintel is climate intelligence. It's a think tank from the Netherlands. But what this 34-minute clip exposes, a planetary emergency is proposed to be declared in the UN Future Summit in September this year. This could trigger the setup of an emergency platform to curb the alleged climate crisis, which actors are behind this proposal, and what are the consequences for our human liberties. Now, this guy, Jacob Nordengaard, has a PhD in science and technology studies from Linköping University, and I've followed his stuff before. We're going to speed it up and give you perhaps the last 12 minutes, so it'll probably come through in about 9, but we're talking from the point where about 23 minutes into this, to the show, to his clip, and we just encourage you to listen to the whole thing. I learned so much from it. I learned when the term tipping point came into the lexicon of climate, for instance. And it was a guy, Wasdell, who's a psychotherapist, who was able to indoctrinate. I'll give those terms. And it was around the subtle phrasing of how to move people to their way of thinking. Now, there's so much in there. But look, I better not spoil it for everyone.
So listen to this. And as Don said, we'll be playing it slightly at speed because Jacob goes quite slow. And I'd recommend when you go and listen to the planetary emergency, the full clip on YouTube, I'd recommend you also play it at 1.25, maybe even 1.5 times the speed. I would also recommend you look at the Substack that Jacob has. It's called The Pharaoh's Chronicles, and that's PHAROS, The Pharaoh's Chronicles on Substack. And that's where we got this. But I think with that, we come to the end of a show, Don. It goes pretty fast.
Look, I just implore people to listen to this. I mean, he laughs a couple of times at the end, and that grated my gears a bit because this is so serious. And obviously, he's taking the mickey out of it too. But when he laughed, I thought, oh, I wish you hadn't done that, Jacob, because you sort of took the emphasis off the serious nature of it. But he's laughing at how stupid it is, and he's probably laughing how stupid we all are for letting it happen, to get this far down the line. Perhaps 30, 50 years of this has been coming at us and we haven't seen it. But it's going to be right in front of you right now. Yep.
Absolutely. So thank you so much for joining Dawn and me this morning on Greenwashed. We hope you have a great rest of the day, rest of the week, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. And do remember, the replays are up later this evening to catch the rest and enjoy this clip. See you in a week. Bye-bye.
Right now, free speech is under heavy attack in New Zealand and overseas, with governments constantly devising new ways to enforce censorship. To make sure you never miss the critical news and breaking stories you rely on, join the RCR mailing list today. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.